your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Admit that I have been accused of disseminating safe, effective, and money-saving health advice. Verdict? Guilty. Guilty as charged. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Hour number two is underway. You're invited to engage in the show, to participate in the show. Should you have a health question, a health comment, or some type of a health challenge of sorts, we're going to continue our open line conversation on the topic of health so that you have the ability to call into the show and ask a question about your health or the health of somebody else. Here's the toll-free number into the program, 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. We're here providing health information you may not be able to find anywhere else, and also a forum where you can call in and get some healthy advice at someone else's expense. You're encouraged to be your own doctor most of the time. So call in right now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Again, our number is 1-888-553-7262 or 888-55-DR-BOB. And again, we have a great new website I want to let our audience know about. Don't go into shock if you land on the page, as you often do, to see what we're talking about and read some of the news and look at that website and go, this isn't Dr. Bob's site. This is somebody else's. No, that's ours. We had a big old website facelift, and it's going really good. And I know a lot of you are giving great feedback with it. All right, we're going to start out this hour. Before we go to our open line questions on people on hold, if you're on hold right now, be patient. We'll get to as many calls as we can. We're going to get to a topic here now that is really important to talk about. Now, it reminded me how important it was the other night when I was listening to the Republican presidential candidate, Ted Cruz, from the state of Texas, talking about how his sister, years ago, died from an overdose due to pain-killing drugs, opiate drugs that she was taking originally, started taking them as a result of being in an automobile accident, and she had severe back pain. Her doctors placed her on this class of drugs, and everything went downhill from there, and she eventually died as a result of it. But, you know, you have to hear it come out of the mouth of somebody who's in the news, somebody maybe famous, and then it gets your attention. Now, yesterday I interviewed Dr. James Laval, who's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist, author, and board-certified clinical nutritionist. I interviewed him on another radio show that I do in the Phoenix, Arizona market. And Dr. Laval, again, as a pharmacist, agreed with me that this problem, this scourge that's affecting our nation, needs to be addressed. Now, personally, I believe that the problem is associated with a major deficiency and an overhaul that needs to happen within medical education, and a change that must occur in the bias that occurs in many doctors, not all doctors, because doctors are their number one plight is to help their patients, to relieve the suffering of their patients. And many doctors are dedicated to doing just that. Unfortunately, they learn to aggressively treat pain in a category that is a very slippery and dangerous slope. Now, these opioid drugs can serve a very important function when you come out of a surgery. Somebody having open heart surgery, or somebody that's been involved in an automobile accident where they have fracture, bone fractures, and they have to have pain relief in order to get rest and quiet and recover. But what happens is when doctors start to over-treat patients for too long a period of time with drugs that are opioid drugs that are too strong, where they ought to be referring and doing other treatments. And I know this, I have treated literally hundreds and hundreds of patients who have been strung out over the years in my practice career of over 30,000 patients. Many of them walk through the door of my office in pain to one degree or another, mild, moderate, severe, and very severe. And we had a heck of a time in helping these people, especially those who are hooked on these opioid narcotic-type drugs, which were terrible to their system. And when you hear people talking about it, it rings home with you when you know these people and you say, oh, yeah. And it happened in my own family. My son, my youngest son, was involved in a car accident about 2 years ago or so, where he slipped off the road. It was a rainy night. It was dark. He was probably traveling too fast, inexperienced as a young driver, and he slipped off the road and rolled his Cherokee Jeep down an embankment, rolled it like six times, and he survived the accident, thank goodness. But he did fracture ribs, and he bruised his lung, and he compressed his spine, and he broke his neck, and he ended up in a hospital emergency room and was in severe pain. And, you know, they were doing the best job they knew how by pumping him full of some really potent drugs, including fentanyl and Dilaudid and all kinds of other drugs. And in his particular case, the drugs just didn't cover the pain. He had this pain in his head, on the top of his head, that was so severe. And, you know, he was hooked up to all kinds of IVs and stuff, and it was really a sad situation. And he was just wild in the bed. They thought they were going to basically have to put him into a medically induced coma just to get him to calm down. And this went on. And they were doubling down on the doses of these extremely powerful opioid drugs on him. And I'm sitting there at the end of his bed watching this go on, just going crazy, knowing that, you know, he's suffering, one, and two, they're pumping into him drugs that may cause him to be a drug addict, an addict for the rest of his life, or kill him due to the adverse side effects of these drugs, suppressing respiratory function and a whole lot of other things. And so this went on, and the nurses were going crazy because they couldn't figure out why doubling down on the drugs that usually knocks pain out wasn't affecting him, and he was still in pain and still suffering. And finally, I just had to take action on it. And I had to treat him right in that room because it wasn't even being provided for him. But this happens everywhere. I mean, they weren't even using ice on him. I mean, there was just IV drugs. And I said, why aren't you using ice on his head? Put ice on his head. Ice is an analgesic. It's simple. It's non-toxic. We freeze the area. We calm it down. It reduces swelling. And they just sort of like rolled their eyes back and said, oh, okay, well, whatever. And they went and got ice bags. And then, you know, and that helped a little bit. And then I said, well, we need to do some acupuncture on him. And I started doing acupuncture on him. And within about 20-30 minutes of starting acupuncture, both in certain areas that relate to the areas of his pain started to just melt away. And it never came back. It did not come back. And the nurses were just like going, what are you doing? You know, it's like, you know, it was just like short of me being kicked out of the hospital, being arrested in there for doing something that's safe, natural, and it worked. And so we were able to relieve his pain. He was able to calm down. He was able to rest. But God only knows what would have happened to my son had I not administered that in a very big hospital that I think very high up. But the fact is, they just, with all of their nostrums of drugs, they couldn't cut the severe pain that he was in. And his own body was recruited to do that. You see, acupuncture recruits your own body to make drugs. We have literally a veritable pharmacy on our body that if it's working correctly, it'll solve most of the pain. Now, some people need these pain drugs, and they're very important. They serve an important role, and they do work. There's no question about it. But in his case, they were not working at all. And the acupuncture and the ice was the game that he needed. You can only imagine how many other people don't receive that care and have to go through to the next stage, medically induced coma. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Merchant. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes one in four Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressAsure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressAsure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressAsure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressAsure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683 or go to PressAsure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive three bottles of PressAsure for the price of two. That's right. Get one bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's 888-686-3683.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here taking your phone calls and questions very shortly here. We will get to phone calls, and if you're on hold right now, be patient. Don't lose your place. Don't hang up. And if you want to join us here and ask a question about your health or somebody else's health, you can. All you have to do is call into our toll-free number. Get screened to go on the air. Our number into the show is 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262. Also, you're encouraged this month to take a look at Whole Foods magazine. You can get it at Whole Foods stores. I think it's free there. And they did a big article and a feature article in Whole Foods magazine, which is nationwide. in their April 2016 edition about this radio show. Check it out. Read it. You'll learn a lot that you may not otherwise know about. And don't be shocked if you hit my website and you see a big website makeover, which occurred this week, and we've launched it. All right, we're here talking about what I believe is a big deficiency in medical education and bias responsible for painkiller epidemic that's going on in the United States. I mean, how many more Americans need to die, and how many families need to be destroyed as a result of painkiller addiction? Or adverse effects. Abuse of medical prescriptions has become epidemic in the U.S. That, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi Prevention. And I think it hits home, especially you never know about it, you never think it's going to happen to you until it does. And then I heard, presidential candidate Ted Cruz talking about his sister, Miriam, who died as a result of prescription painkillers. She was involved in a car wreck and hurt her back, and her doctor put her on these very potent opioid-based prescription drugs for pain, and she got hooked on these drugs. She went to rehab. That didn't work, and it spiraled beyond that. She eventually died of an accidental overdose on these medical drugs. But this happens all the time. In fact, it has tripled the amount of overdose deaths and destruction in this class of drugs has tripled in the past two decades. And it's going on, and we need to do something about it. We need to understand that the only game in town doesn't just include using these opiate drugs. We're glad we have them because they're necessary and they can relieve suffering, but they're only supposed to be used for a short period of time. To get them over the hump until you can start doing something else. Instead of that, and that something else never happens because of the big void in medical education. They'll just start prescribing hydrocodone and Vicodin and Lortab and OxyContin and oxycodone and Dilaudid and fentanyl patches and all this stuff without respect to the fact that many people could get off of those drugs and get away from those drugs ASAP if the doctors would just get the training, or at least not have bias against acupuncture and doing things that are safe and natural, like physical therapy and nerve stimulation and homeopathy and chiropractic and massage therapy and biofeedback and non-addictive analgesics, including botanical medicines. These things work. They've been around for a long time. But when your doctor won't participate in recommending them, maybe because they don't know or they have bias, people suffer. So I'm suggesting, if it ever happens, God forbid it does, you ever have a severe situation and you're on painkillers, you better have an integrative doctor on your team who can extricate you from the landslide that can happen with your health as you circle the drain on these addictive pain-killing drugs. Because as you take these drugs, they shut off your own body's endorphin system. You have an onboard pharmacy inside your body that's capable of reducing pain at a certain level. Sometimes that pain is overwhelmed because of the trauma that you had. And yes, these drugs then come in handy, but we don't use them judiciously and rationally. We just throw them at people and we keep renewing their prescription, and they become addicted. Then they can't afford the drug anymore, or the doctor refuses to do it after a time too long, and they end up on heroin, on street heroin, because it's cheaper and it's more accessible. And it's just terrible, because these drugs give people euphoria. They're highly addictive, and I mean people are being treated with fibromyalgia and arthritis and back pain long-term on these drugs. That's where the problem comes in, and it's a scourge that's affecting our nation. And we need to do something about it. But you need to be aware of it first and foremost, that there are options, plenty of options that doctors need to look at that are safe and effective at helping people in this category. Now, your doctor may not know about it or even care about it, but you should be, as a consumer, concerned about it yourself. All right, let's get back to your telephone calls and questions, open line questions here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We begin with Joe, who's calling in from Salem, Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Joe. Hello.
Yeah, Dr. Martin, thanks for taking my call. I want to know what you think about venous closure procedure, this radio frequency ablation technique.
Well, I think I think, what are you being treated for, varicose veins or cellulitis or what?
My edema turned to cellulitis, and I'm not quite healed up yet, but they still want to go in with these IV needles and, sear some of the veins.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, close. It's a crisis management situation. When you get the cellulitis, now you got a bacterial infection. The question is, where does the edema come from, and how can we get to the cause of it, and how can we deal with it? Meanwhile, I have no problem with dealing with emergency situations in, you know, stopgap measures, but it ultimately goes back to, how did Joe get here, and what is his edema caused by? Do we have kidney problems? Do we have heart problems? Do we have systemic food intolerances, which are causing you to swell and have edema? Anytime you have edema, you have inflammation. When you have inflammation, something's driving the inflammation. You're inflamed for a reason. That reason is what we need to investigate why. And now you're seeing now the secondary effects of a problem that has not been dealt with, and that's cellulitis. And that would be the bacterial infection that now is going to compromise your health and may lead to very serious health problems, including sepsis and other things. So, yeah, do whatever you have to do on the surface to stopgap the situation. But then you're going to have somebody on your team of health care providers, not just a sick care provider. They're important, too, which is what you're dealing with right now. But then you need to get somebody that can roll up their sleeves and say, why is Joe ill? And what's going on in his gut? How does your gut health have to do with this? Well, it may have everything to do with it, since 70% of your immune system lies in your gut, and it may not be managed at all. They may not even be looking at it. And so we need to take a close look at that by doing something called a comprehensive digestive stool and saliva analysis, so that we can get a roadmap to see what's wrong with you. We need to have somebody do a nutritional blood analysis on you, not just to look at, you know, how do we manage the crisis, but how do we get to the reason why this started happening in the first place? Where is the issue, and what can we do to solve it in a more conservative way, if that's possible? So, and if that kind of care in your area of the country there, Joe, in Salem, Arkansas, doesn't exist, then call the folks over at Nutritional Testing Services and see if they can help you get to these tests, which can be orchestrated through the mail and otherwise, so that you can have the best of both worlds. Crisis management, which you're obviously needing to go through right now, and health care to get you back on the road so you don't have to ever face this again. Because you can patch this together with a Band-Aid right now, but the question is, when will it come back? Probably soon. Don't go there. Anyway, you can get a hold of Nutritional Testing Services to check into the Comprehensive Digestive Test and the Nutritional Blood Analysis at 1-800-606-8822. 800-606-8822 for Nutritional Testing Services. You're looking for the Comprehensive Digestive Test and the Nutritional Blood Analysis. Joe, I wish you well. And thank you for your phone call. We're coming right back. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. This is Dr. Bob Martin. Sleeping through the night without having to urinate is normal and healthy, the way it should be. Unfortunately, some men over the age of 40 with prostate issues start urinating 2, 3, 4 or more times a night. This is abnormal. It's not healthy, and it shouldn't happen. If you are getting up to urinate at night or have weak urinary stream or urgency to go while driving or sitting and feel you may soil yourself if you don't get to a bathroom fast, you need PT9. PT9 is an all-natural supplement developed by a pharmacist to help solve prostate challenges without having to resort to risky drugs or surgery. PT9 is guaranteed to work, or you get your money back. Call now and order PT9 risk-free and get 3 free bottles of Heart Factors absolutely free just for trying PT9. Call toll-free 800-317-9863. That's 1-800-317-9863. PT9, 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Members of Congress recently held hearings regarding the harmful effects of mercury and dental fillings, vaccines, fish, and even drinking water. Mercury is one of the most toxic metals, even more so than lead. It's been well established that mercury exposure can cause poor memory, fatigue, insomnia, depression, hair loss, dizziness, arthritis, and a weakened immune system. Fortunately, there are useful tests to determine if you have heavy metal toxicity, such as mercury, aluminum, lead, and others, plus help identify specific mineral deficiencies that you may have, such as calcium, magnesium, zinc, iron, and chromium. The test is called a toxic metal and mineral test. Using a small sample of hair, this important at-home test is inexpensive, non-invasive, and it helps take the guesswork out of which supplements your body actually needs. You'll receive an easy-to-understand, detailed report of findings and nutritional recommendations. For more information, call Nutritional Testing at 1-800-606-8822 and ask for the toxic metal and mineral test, 800-606-8822.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for?
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
All right, and we are back, and we are smack dab in the middle of an open line conversation with you, the audience members, listeners of this radio show, the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Questions from cataracts to cholesterol, triglycerides to tinnitus, gallbladder to gluten to gout, and all points in between. Whatever health question you have, we are inviting you to call into the program with it so that we can help get you back on track with your precious health. Here's a toll-free number into the show, 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. Stick around because coming up later on, we're going to have for you this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, and the Health Mystery of the Week. Plus, we're going to squeeze in the top 10 warning signs of dehydration. Many of you are dehydrated. You don't even realize it. Think about this, folks. When somebody's picked up in an ambulance, no matter where it is, the very first thing they do is they almost always hook them up to some type of an IV to give them fluid because they just assume they're dehydrated. And most people walk around in a state of semi-dehydration. You need to know the 10 warning signs of dehydration. We have that for you. This could be life-saving to you or somebody else to know these signs. We're also going to be telling you about a popular diabetes drug that raises the cancer risk big time. This is out of McGill University. And since about 50% or half of the adults in the United States are either pre-diabetic or diabetic, you need to know about this study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association talking about this popular diabetes drug that is raising the risk of cancer up. And nobody would be willing to get cancer to lower their blood sugar, but it's going on right now, and you should know about it. We're also going to be talking about impatient people and why people who are impatient get sick and die younger. All of that straight ahead here in the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you want to join us, ask a question about your health or make a health comment, you can. Our number again, 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. We'll get back to phone calls and questions in just a little bit. First this. Ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, and it's obvious, it's a brand new year. The question should be, maybe in your mind, is your hair stronger? Is your hair healthier? Is your hair fuller this year than it was the year before and the year before that? And if the answer is no, then you need to look into something called Provia. Provia is a topical that's helping a lot of men and women who are thinning out in their hair or losing their hair prematurely. Are you still losing your hair? Do you see more hair in your brush, your comb? Or do you see it on the floor in the restroom or in the bathroom, at the shower floor? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with this and more. Here's what Tom has to say about his use of Provia. He's from the state of Arizona, and I quote, "I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, and it comes in thicker every day. Absolutely wonderful. Even my wife comments on how great I look." End quote. Well, Provia works on three main reasons for hair thinning, and it reactivates your aging hair follicles. You'll get compliments guaranteed, or you get your money back as a result of using Provia. Provia works on both men and women, and it's safe for colored and treated hair. You can call right now and order Provia. 1-800-525-6916. 1-800-525-6916. Order Provia today, and the brand new Provia Super Concentrate will be given to you absolutely free, so you'll have more noticeable results. Here's the number to call to order Provia, 1-800-525-6916. This is just for people who want thicker, stronger, healthier hair, especially those who are thinning out and losing their hair prematurely. 1-800-525-6916 for Provia. All right, let's get back to your telephone calls and your questions. Next up, we say hello to Joanne, who's been patiently waiting in St. George, Utah. Welcome to the program, Joanne. Hello.
Oh, hi, Bob. I have a question about thyroid. I took Synthroid in the beginning and Armour, and then now I don't know what the doctor transformed me to. Mm-hmm. But I just wondered if I could ever get off of thyroid medication.
So I take it you've been on thyroid hormone replacement for more than a year?
Yes. Yeah, about 16.
Okay, the answer is no, very unlikely. So once you're on, supplemental thyroid hormone over a year, then it's pretty much lights out. You're going to have some type of exogenous from the outside in thyroid support for the rest of your life. Now, the thing about it is it's sometimes tough because your body may develop a resistance to a particular type of thyroid. Some people do well on levothyroid. Some people do well on Synthroid. Some people do well on Thyrolar. Some people do well on Armour. But others don't. You have to find out which one works and the right dose, and then you have to make sure also that you're not sabotaging the thyroid hormone that you're taking from working, which means that maybe you should cut down on caffeine, which sabotages the thyroid function. You should cut down on sugar, which also sabotages thyroid function. And make sure that you're getting a plentiful supply of zinc, which is important for thyroid receptor sites being healthy and vigorous. And then, help yourself out by activating your body's metabolism, because your thyroid gland, even though it may be underactive or it may not be working as well as it should, is still the metabolic carburetor of the human body. In other words, it's what makes you burn your calories and your heat, and it works back and forth with your pituitary gland and other glands. So it's important to stay active, because if you're inactive, it just makes it worse. If you're using copious amounts of caffeine, it's worse. If you're eating tons of sugar, it will be worse, and it may disallow the very thyroid drugs that you're taking from working. Now, I also recommend, if you don't know about this, Joanne, to regularly monitor your thyroid function at home with something called a BMR test. And it is a way you can actually measure thyroid function with a thermometer under your arm. It's Dr. Broda Barnes' BMR test. You take your thermometer temperature under the arm 5 days in a row, you should come out with a reading of between 97.6 and 98.2. Average it out over 5 days. And if it's lower, you need to talk to your doctor about changing or increasing your thyroid support. Thanks for the phone call, Joanne. We've got to go. We'll be right back. A growing body of medical research reveals that when our immune systems go rogue or become abnormally aggressive, it attacks both unhealthy and healthy cells, which often triggers a chronic inflammatory response throughout the body. This in turn may contribute to the root cause of many of the most prevalent health challenges we face today, such as arthritis, cancer, diabetes, stroke, Alzheimer's, heart problems, depression, and a number of autoimmune diseases. Healthful Zymes by Healthful Balance to the rescue. Healthful Zymes is a special balance of powerful enzymes, curcumin, and antioxidants designed to support a healthful and balanced inflammatory response. An effective inflammation modulator when taken between meals on an empty stomach for chronic and acute inflammation. Battle back against damaging inflammation, drug-free, with Healthful Zymes. Now you have a fighting chance with Healthful Zymes. Call to order Healthful Zymes toll-free, 855-888-2211. 855-888-2211. That's 855-888-2211 or online at healthfulbalance.net.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes 1 in 4 Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressaSure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressaSure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressaSure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressaSure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683 or go to PressaSure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive 3 bottles of PressaSure for the price of 2. That's right. Get 1 bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's 888-686-3683.
Join Dr. Bob on Facebook today. Friend him at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We want to remind you not to go into shock if you log on to my website, as many of you do, and you see a brand new makeover, and you're going, wait a minute, this isn't Dr. Martin's website. Well, it is. And you'll find out if you stay on there long enough. We did a complete makeover on the website, thanks to Kevin and Kirsten and all the people involved in that. And it was a long time coming to do that. And we're proud of it. We're glad in it. And you'll have the opportunity to stay apprised and abreast of all the latest news around the globe that we post up on that site. And we also have an update on the Gary Shandling death. Many of you know the legendary comedian Gary Shandling died on the 25th of last month of a massive heart attack. And I wrote a big piece on my Facebook. And if you didn't get a chance to read that, you really should read it because it could save your life. It could give you perspective that you need to know about. And if you haven't liked me there on Facebook and you're not a Facebook friend, you should go there to the site and do so. That way you'll have access to that information that we post up there on Facebook. And also what we're talking about on this radio show before it ever airs. So you don't miss out on interesting topics that you'll want to make sure you remind yourself or others to tune in to hear more about. Here's the update on Gary Shandling's death situation. Now, many of you heard me talking about this on the radio show, too, where, you know, you have this is a typical situation. You know, a person who sees their doctor maybe once a year or so, they're given a clean bill of health, their doctor thinks they're perfectly normal, they do physical exams and tests on them and everything's healthy, and they say, come back, you know, see you in a year. And then somewhere along the line, they have some catastrophic health problem, and then they die, like Gary Shandling did. And now his own personal doctor, who apparently hadn't seen him for about a year, now he refuses to sign Mr. Shandling's death certificate. And that raised some ire, some red flags with the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, according to reports out of TMZ, where they couldn't figure out why his own personal doctor, who knows most about him, wouldn't sign his death certificate. And now they're investigating his death. They're doing an autopsy to try to figure it out. And, of course, his doctor says, well, his doctor was confused because he just couldn't figure out how Gary Shandling, being perfectly healthy under his care, died suddenly of a massive heart attack when, you know, he didn't have a problem, according to his own doctor. And I wrote about it in the piece on my Facebook. Read it for yourself, the whole thing. But it basically is the former President Bill Clinton syndrome, where you get checked up all the time on a regular basis as a president, and you're given a clean bill of health, and then you're walking down the street in New York City, and you almost die because you have a heart attack. Folks, heart disease doesn't happen in a year or a day or a week or a month. It happens over decades. And it accumulates, and then finally it gets to the critical mass point, and you die. You have a clot or a clog or something, an MI, a myocardial infarction. Well, think about it. Former President Bill Clinton had physical exams by his excellent medical care, and we were told that he was healthy. And then 2 years out of office, 3 years out of office, he walks down the street and he starts feeling chest pain. He checks himself into the emergency room. They have to do quadruple bypass surgery. He had heart disease for decades. It wasn't detected medically. It wasn't dealt with medically. They're waiting for a heart attack, it seems like that's the system. Fix it when it breaks. Because why? We don't have a true healthcare system. We have a crisis management system based on fix it when it breaks. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be caught up in that. I want to know ahead of time. I want to do things proactive. I want to make sure I know whether or not I have heart disease and what I can do personally to stop it or to make sure my longevity goes on as long as it possibly can for the benefit of my family members. So, Gary Shandling, same situation. Excellent medical care. Dying every day, doctor not realizing it because, you know, they wait for crisis management. Nobody's giving him health advice. I have to assume this. And then he has a massive heart attack, and now his doctor won't even sign the death certificate. He won't even sign the death certificate because he thinks something's wrong. Well, something wrong may be the care that he was given or the lack thereof. All right, back to your phone calls and your questions. Next up, we say hello to Kelly, who's calling in from Sacramento, California. Welcome to the program, Kelly. Hello.
Hello. I've got a question on a safety issue. I don't like taking the hydrocodones or the opiates or anything like that that they give me. So I take Advil and acetaminophen, and it seems to do the job. I still get a little bit of pain, but I was wondering, is there any adverse safety effects of doing that all the time?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely there is. Acetaminophen is the number one cause of needing liver transplants and liver damage. So it all depends on the dose. If you're on it regularly, it's not normal. It's not natural. Ibuprofen is just a bigger aspirin. You'll bleed every time you take it. It'll destroy your kidneys. It'll wreck your digestive system. We need to get to the reason why you're in pain, if we can, Kelly, by using things to explore why your inflammation is there and how can we manage it more safely using acupuncture, botanicals, enzymes, nerve stimulation to block the pain, chiropractic, homeopathy, massage therapy. I mean, there's got to be something short of using chemicals, and these are certainly better than narcotics, but they all have adverse side effect potential, and they're only supposed to be used for a short period of time, not long term, which just tells me there's still something underneath causing it. Thank you for your call, Kelly.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes is an equal opportunity facial enemy. GenuCell Plant Stem Cell Serum to the rescue. GenuCell naturally and effectively targets the reasons for the unsightly puffiness and bags under the eyes. Due to a new clinical breakthrough, people notice results within 12 hours and dramatic results within as little as 2 weeks or your money back, no questions asked. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Call now and try GenuCell and say goodbye to bags and puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. And it gets better, folks. You'll receive the legendary Esotique face cream free for just trying GenuCell today. Call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also receive express free shipping. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596. Order GenuCell. 800-543-6596.
This report is brought to you by AstraZeneca. Today, nearly 28 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, and another 86 million are at risk for developing it. Dr. Phil McGraw has lived with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years, and his professional experience as a former practicing clinical psychologist provides him a unique perspective to help people with type 2 diabetes take action and set goals. Dr. Phil McGraw, author and TV host.
While the physical impact of type 2 diabetes is well recognized, many people don't realize the emotional and psychological barriers those who have been diagnosed have to overcome. A 24/7 commitment, solid support system, and the right personal mindset are essential to managing the disease. This can seem overwhelming at first, but if you take the steps necessary to educate yourself, know your habits and change them, and develop a plan with your doctor, it is manageable. Be empowered to stick by your plan, and you will start to see results that will take you to your goal.
For more information and to join the movement, visit www.onitmovement.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Finally, a radio show that's not just stimulating your brain. It's great for your body, too.
This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Like I'm telling you how.
All right, and we are back. And you won't want to go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, because next hour we're going to have for you some very important and interesting topics to discuss. One of them is the top 10 warning signs of dehydration. Most of us are dehydrated most of the time. You'll learn about the signs, how to help yourself out there. We'll talk about a popular diabetes drug that's raising cancer risk. And people who are impatient. People that are impatient get sick and die younger. We'll talk about that. And we'll tell you how to lower your weight and your cholesterol naturally. Plus this week's installments of the Health Alternative Outrage and Health Mystery of the Week. And if you're not getting next hour of the show, you can log on to my website, brand new facelifted website at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Spell out doctor and you'll be able to log on and hear live streaming audio of the show next hour. Don't miss it. Let's talk about America's premier center for alternative medicine. That would be Sunridge Medical Center. It's an alternative medical treatment center and immune recovery facility that offers advanced, research-based alternative medicines to support people who have broken immune systems. And that would be people with cancer, autoimmune disease, lupus, multiple sclerosis, some chronic problem that you're not getting over using conventional medical care. It's just not hitting the mark and you're getting worse. Or you're afraid to even get started because you know you'll get worse. I understand. Their physicians at Sunridge Medical Center utilize scientific practices, naturopathic medicine, holistic alternative medicine, and traditional medicine, and also provide alternative treatments to bring your body back to functioning the way it was meant to, with professional, competent, and compassionate care for their patients. Their entire staff is committed to helping you, the patient, reach your health goals using leading-edge treatments that effectively treat the root causes of the illness and not just treat the symptoms only. They use a combination of traditional medicine, naturopathic medicine, holistic alternative medicine, using scientific practices. Check out their website. See what they do. See if it fits for you at sunridgemedical.com. SunridgeMedical.com. They see patients from all over the country. Or you can call their toll-free number and find out if you qualify to become one of their patients. 1-800-923-7404 for Sunridge Medical Center. 800-923-7404 or SunridgeMedical.com on the Internet. 1-800-923-7404. Sunridge Medical Center. All right, you're invited to stay close for another dose of Extreme Wellness. If you are Nellie or Janice or Liz or any of the rest of you, stay right where you are. We're going to come right back with more phone calls and more news here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay with us.